South Dakota's refurbished riot legislation has been passed by House State Affairs. The bill rewrites last year's riot-boosting law designed to squelch pipeline protests. The committee heard testimony on Wednesday, February 12th, and although there was strong opposition by the Speaker of the House, the bill passed on a 10-3 vote. Most proponents say the law keeps protests peaceful, but opponents say the bill still steps on rights of free speech and assembly. Two lawyers from Governor Kristi Noem's office testified in favor of the legislation. One of them is Katie Hruska, who helped draft last year's law that was held by a federal judge to be largely unconstitutional. Hruska tells legislators that this redraft still includes penalties for those who incite crime, but also protects rights of free speech and peaceful assembly.
This is about protecting people and their property and keeping them safe in the very narrowest sense as necessary.
Opponents included representatives of tribes. One of them was Remy Bald Eagle, speaking on behalf of the Cheyenne River Sioux. Bald Eagle tells the committee that the tribe does not support riot, but it does support protests against pipelines, such as the Keystone XL, through treaty-protected land. He points out the bill is not necessary to address crimes such as assault or destruction of property.
Existing criminal laws are adequate to protect us all from individuals who might engage in acts of violence. But who and what will be there to protect us from the devastating consequences of a major oil spill or leak? This is the real threat.
One of the opponents was committee member and Speaker of the House, Stephen Haugard. He said if passed, the bill would clean up old riot laws that had been on the books for decades. But he said the penalties are too high and the number of people constituting a riot is too low. And Haugard said the bill unnecessarily strains the relationship between state government and Native people. House State Affairs also considered a bill brought by Representative Sean Bordeaux, a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, to limit the governor's power to deploy the National Guard to other states. A specific instance given was sending the Guard to Nebraska to help control protests there if the Keystone XL pipeline is approved. That bill was defeated. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.